In our previous episodes, we talked about the notion that the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up differently. That instead of 12 parcels or territories occupied by 12 Shvatim, which includes the division of the tribe of Yosef into Ephraim and Manasseh, here Levi will be restored to his previous status, and the tribe of Levi will have land along with the rest of the Shvatim, the rest of the tribes of Israel. We also learned from the Gemara that the emphasis is going to be on 13 different territories or colonies. And these 13 territories, united together, represent the 12 Shvatim and a special parcel of land which will go to Mashiach. In the episode just prior, we talked about the notion that 13 is the gematria of Echad. And this represents a uniformity amongst the Jewish people. But we don't have a tribe of Levi who are especially dedicated to the service of Hashem, but rather, as the Rebbe pointed out, everybody is doing the same thing. Le'yia Esek, Kol Ha'ilam, the occupation of the entire world will not be anything other than Lodas Es Hashem Bulvad. The Rebbe further develops this idea. When you look in the Rambam, he follows the notion of everybody's occupation with Lodas Es Hashem, solely to know God, with the notion that Lefichach, therefore, Yiyu Yisrael Chachamim Gdolim, the Jewish people will be very wise. The Yed bin Devarim Astumim, they will know all of the mysteries and the secrets. The Yasigu Das Beidam Kifikeach HaAdam, they will know the knowledge of God according to the full extent of human potential. The Rambam says then, Shenemar, we know this because the prophet Yeshayo, Isaiah states in the 11th chapter of his prophecies in the 9th verse, Kimola Haaretz Deyes Hashem, that the world will be filled when Mashiach comes with the knowledge of God, Kamayim LaYom Mechasim, like the oceans cover the ocean bed. And the point then is this, the oceans cover a vast host of living beings, but the waters cover them up to the point that their individual existence isn't really perceived or identified. Similarly, in the time of Mashiach, we're talking about a world that will continue to exist with all of its individuality. However, all elements of existence will be permeated and saturated with nothing but the knowledge of God. And the Rebbe says that it's so natural then that although there'll be different Shvatim, we'll still have different tribes, we'll still have, as we read in the prophecies of Yechezkel HaNavi, different gates to enter Yerushalayim, but ultimately it's Echad. It's all one, because the knowledge of Hashem will bathe us to the point that our individuality will simply be eclipsed by the overwhelming knowledge of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so Shevet Levi, and Reuven, and Shimon, Yisachar and Zvulun, Yosef and Binyamin, Gad and Asher, Dan and Naphtali, everybody will have their own individual way of serving our Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the differences will simply be imperceptible, because Kamayim Liyom Mechasim indicates not only that we'll have an enormous well of knowledge, not only will be able to understand the deepest mysteries, but that there'll be an achdus, a oneness that will envelop all of us with the coming of Mashiach, b'mheira, will be Amenu, Amen.